Hey guys, it's Sarah and Matthias here, and welcome back to Startup Couple Radio. So first, we have to tell you guys what our setup is. So we've been really struggling with audio because we are not professional filmmakers. We don't know anything about audio.
Yeah, we don't have an audio booth or like...
No, of course.
Yes.
Of course not. What do we have?
Yeah, so now we build up a little fort.
A pillow fort.
So in front of us are two chairs. We have a blanket above our head and leaning against the couch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good old fashioned pillow fort from your childhood. And our mic is this little... $3 mic we bought on Amazon, clip-on, which is okay. You just can't move it. If you move a little bit, you get that noise. So yeah. We're just trying to keep it still. But anyways, what are we talking about today, Matthias? Yeah.
We have amazing news. Like, we got another deal with a new brand.
Yeah, we have a new client, a really exciting one. We're not going to say who it is because the campaign hasn't gone live yet, but it is a very well-known, large European fashion brand.
Yeah.
So that is really, really cool. So what did we want to talk about it?
maybe like the whole process, like what we did, what we had to do to get there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, if you guys have questions, call into the show. We can do a little Q&A tomorrow. So if you have questions about anything we've talked about up until now, call in and we'll do a little call-in show tomorrow.
Yeah, anything about business. It has to be business
related. Oh yeah,
related. Sorry.
Yeah, yes. Some of you might be from... my other social media. So this is just pretty much mostly business. So good point there, Matthias.
Yeah. So first, let's do a little intro into our company. Maybe some listeners, they don't know yet.
Yeah, if you guys are new.
We are. Yeah, so Sarah and I, we have an influencer marketing company, the agency that focuses on helping brands collaborating with YouTubers and Instagrammers, and we are focusing really on like vegan friendly brands that make good change,
which has been proven very difficult.
Yes, not
because
easy.
A lot of the more, it's kind of sad, but a lot of the conscious type of brands don't have the marketing budgets of the big bad corporations.
Yeah,
do they?
A lot of them.
I'm just kidding, they're not bad, but you know what I mean. It's very tough. So we're being a little bit flexible with the partnerships right now, not being too niche, certainly not doing anything not vegan friendly. But you know, it's just kind of our long-term plan. We're not necessarily there yet, but we also focus on micro and mid-size influencers. That's
exactly.
Also our specialty.
Yeah. The reason why we are really focusing on micro and mid-size influencers is because we've seen it with our experience that these types of influencers are way higher engagement than the larger influencers.
Absolutely. And we've talked to a lot of brands, had a lot of meetings with brands that have done collabs with like the one famous influencer in their country or whatever. And it just totally flopped because the engagement was not there. So it's interesting to talk to brands about that.
Excellent. Yeah, definitely. For the people who don't know what micro and mid-sized influencers are, like a micro influencer usually starts at 2,000 followers or subscribers and goes up to 10. And the mid-sized influencer starts at 10 and up to 100. And yeah.
But everyone defines it differently. But
everyone
for our business.
This is for us, yeah. So yeah, what we want to talk about next, let's talk about
how long it took
and what we had to change with that whole process in the next segment.
Okay, so we're back after structuring our thoughts a little bit. We're still all over the place sometimes. And you know, Anchor, guys, is there a way to turn down the background music? Because sometimes it's a little bit overpowering.
It's a little bit loud,
so we decided to leave it off today. Hopefully you're cool with that. Kind of missing the podcasty vibes, but that's all right. So we started our business February, March of this year.
Yes.
And it takes a long time to get established.
It took such a long time to get established, like especially because we changed our strategy or our website and everything so many times.
The business model.
Yeah, the business model. We changed it so many times. So it took quite a while to get off the ground.
But I think even if you know exactly what you're doing or you think you do,
no, you don't.
You don't.
You never don't. You never do.
But, you know, I think, you know, I actually talked about this in one of my YouTube videos, you know, that's going up. And we all think that we're going to launch a business and we paint this rosy picture of how it's going to look like, and it's not necessarily a reflection of reality.
Yeah, usually it doesn't turn out like how you picture it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely takes longer than you thought.
Yeah, and you always have some hurdles. to get over.
So many hurdles.
Yeah.
Many adjustments.
But then the end result is going to be even more satisfying because you...
It
didn't come easy, so you're even more excited to have it.
Yeah, so it took so long. Like Matthias touched on, we changed our business models, so many things along the way. And every no that we got from a client was an opportunity to take that no and see where we could improve. And then we put those improvements into our website, into our pitch, into our sales pitch, everything. Everything has changed completely different.
Exactly. Like all the questions we got asked, like during the expo we were in Geneva in May, and all through these countless phone calls, we were able to adapt. We are adapting every single time, and still we are adapting time we talk with a client.
How many no's do you think you got before you got to this particular yes? 50? 80?
I think about 50. At least 50.
50
I would
no's
even
to get
say
to a yes.
60, 70.
No's to get to the yes.
Yes.
And you know, every time we got a no, like we talked about yesterday, it's very disheartening.
Yeah.
But you know, as soon as you get a yes, who gives a crap?
Exactly.
I'm over it.
it is disheartening. Like, it doesn't really, it's not disheartening when the client gives you out of the box, no, we're not interested. But when they string you along. Exactly. When they string you along, say like, oh, super interested, send me this, send me that, give me a proposal. And then after 2 weeks of interacting with the proposed client or longer, and then they come back, oh no, we went with somebody else.
Or they don't tell you anything. See, the problem is sometimes you don't know if it was you or if the business wasn't actually ready. And maybe this is something we need to get better at, because we are not trained in sales. We don't know much about sales. We just have to go with, you know, what we learned in school, our instinct, and what we can read online. So we have a lot of learning to do in sales. But what we are pretty good at is marketing. I think we should talk a little bit about what we do for marketing.
Yeah.
Should we get into our marketing mix in the next segment, though?
Let's telling them our marketing strategies.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right.
Okay, so let's talk about our marketing strategies. So how do we actually got to these 80 or like 50, 80 phone calls with all these clients? So the most effective way for us so far was cold calling.
Yeah.
So that means like cold emailing.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought? Like, I always thought like, oh, cold calling is like somebody, it lands in somebody's email inbox and it gets deleted right away.
Absolutely not the case. What would you say your response rate is? So even if it's a no...
No, the good thing is you need to have like the right email strategy.
Could you just say what's your response rate about? Maybe 50%?
At least.
Yeah.
At least 50%.
I've noticed that too. We've got a high response rate.
But you need to follow up. I'm following up about 3-4 times.
And so after 3 follow-ups, what would you think your response rate is?
70-80%.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Follow-ups are important.
It's very important, because then they see like, hey, they're interested and they're not going away. So at least I have to give them a little bit of attention, and then, yeah.
No, it's been good. I think that's a whole art. We have a lot of respect for good salespeople.
Oh, certainly. Yeah.
I see some of them in my inbox all the time for YouTube, and man, respect to those people on the follow-up game, you know, really good at selling. We're not one of those, but I think when we get back to the U.S., we should take a sales training course.
Oh, definitely. I'm totally up for that.
Yeah.
Maybe we want to talk a little bit about our emails we're sending out.
Yeah.
So, like, the first email we usually send out is an introductory email and just saying, like, hey, we're doing this and that. We can help you with this and that. And it always has to be tailored to the brand's needs. So if we see that they need some improvement on Instagram or YouTube, we're going to address that.
Of course. Or if we've seen them posting something on LinkedIn or seen that they're looking to hire a social media person or whatever they are, we try to do some research. Yeah. We don't use any CRM, nothing.
No.
We use
an Excel sheet.
We just keep track of everything manually.
Exactly.
And, you know, again, maybe I wonder if that has something to do with our high response rate.
Maybe.
Because I know all these people are telling us, you know, we should get this and that. And I understand as you scale, it's not possible to do things by hand.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the reason why we get a really good response rate, because everything is tailored and we actually custom picked the brands. It's
exactly.
not an algorithm.
Yeah. So the second email is usually just a quick follow-up if you had time to read the email, and then I usually add like an overview slideshow from our company.
Further information. And you're always pushing for a certain, like, do you have time on Wednesday, right?
Yes. Yeah. Always like do you have time for a phone call? Because as soon as you have them on the phone,
you
like
can get to the heart of the problem.
Exactly. You can figure out what their real problem is, and you can custom tailor a solution for them.
Absolutely.
So the third email usually is like, if they didn't answer by then, I ask, like, could you please connect me with somebody that is responsible for social media marketing, or just in general?
And then if it's them, they're marketing. A bit insulted and they reply.
Exactly. Then they usually reply. But also,
even if it's a no, but at least you get an answer.
Exactly. But there are some brands, they don't say anything after that. And then the fourth email is basically a breakup email, and just say, like, yeah.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, have a nice day. Here's some more information about influencer marketing. Keep it very general and just break up the relationship. But then usually maybe some people will also come back to you.
Yeah, so we do, let's talk about so you've got inbound and outbound marketing.
Yes.
That's our outbound. Basically, exactly. Cold emailing and also trade shows would be outbound, which we've done one, we're doing another one this month. So that's outbound, and let's talk about inbound, which is obviously where we should be focusing. We don't do any paid marketing, nothing, absolutely nothing. Everything we do is just blood, sweat, and tears. So
let's talk about that in the next segment.
Yeah, we're running out of time here. We'll talk about our whole inbound strategy in the next segment. Okay, inbound. So everybody knows inbound is super, super important. It's just super scalable way to do marketing. And obviously, our main way to do inbound is YouTube. We have a Think Influencer YouTube channel. It's small, but that's totally fine. We're not trying to grow a huge channel. We're just trying to create content in a way that we're familiar with. We post it on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. We cross promote it. And when I say promote, I mean organic, you know, we just cross post. And that's it. And we're going to keep doing that. We upload once a week every Monday. And we really hope that one day one of those videos might get popular, shared on LinkedIn.
Yeah, so usually these types of videos are tailored to the influencer or to the brand.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of content do we make on there?
Oh, I mean, we tell brands like 10 ways to partner with micro-influencers or 10 ways to partner with influencers to run an Instagram giveaway, or how to improve your Instagram feed this summer.
Exactly.
Just all that sort of informative content, value-added content, and we distribute it, honestly, within the hopes that one day some of the content will get shared and pushed. I mean, that's like my personal YouTube channel. You know, you're one piece of content away from a complete game changer.
Mm-hmm. And you're one phone call away from a new client.
It's like, so you got to just do it as much as you can. So we call, we email, we put out content constantly. I mean, 24/7, I mean, really a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about it for inbound. I mean, of course,
also blog posts.
Well, yeah, we put the videos on a blog on our website, which is, I guess, SEO friendly and all that stuff. We don't know much about SEO.
Yeah, we
definitely
need to
learn more about SEO.
Definitely need to learn. I need to meet up with Cheryl. Maybe she needs to teach me some things about
SEO.
Yeah, you
can take an inbound marketing course or SEO course online as well, would be good. I think there's a lot of free resources out there, but we decided kind of to focus on our strengths, which is video content.
Yeah.
I can knock out 5 videos literally in an hour for the Think Influencer filming. Yeah. I mean, we have to edit, and of course, it takes longer. But I can film a 3-minute video extremely quickly with minimal edits. So we focus on the strengths.
Exactly. And this is also the reason why Sarah is usually doing the videos. When I used to have my own YouTube channel, it took me about 30 minutes to make a 2 or 3 minute video.
I'd argue longer, Matthias. I'm sorry. I'd argue longer.
So,
and
Sarah,
you'd be dripping in sweat by the end of it. You were so nervous.
I was just like not having it with the camera.
Not
having a good time with the camera. But it was so weird. Yeah.
So yeah, that's about it for our marketing strategy. But I guess the main takeaway from this is you have to do it constantly, and you have to go through so many no's to get to a yes. And the day you get to a yes, it's very exciting. And I'm looking forward to working with this company and sharing with you guys the details once the campaigns are live. We can talk about it more. And it's just such a ride. Every day you're self-employed is such a friggin' roller coaster.
Yes.
Emotional roller coaster. But we're learning to balance that as well, working on balancing our emotions a little bit. the highs and the lows, it take does, it in stride.
Yes, and also especially taking some time off, because lately, the past few weeks, we've been working like 7 days a week.
Totally.
So now we've made us a new to-do list, or a perfect day list, like a morning routine, a work routine, and a night routine.
Yeah, but Matthias, you know, until we have our own place and we're in New York, it's going to be very hard.
It's going to be very hard, but so far, like, our goal is to have Saturdays off. And so far, we're not
doing a good
job.
It's Saturday right now.
Yeah, we've been
it's
working
Saturday
all morning.
It's Saturday right now, Matthias.
I know.
I'm not listening to you and your plans until I see them in action.
Exactly. Okay, so in the next segment, we will talk about our thoughts on success and if that's scary for us,
too. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know there's another segment.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's talk about
that, talking.
Too. So in our last segment, we will talk about our thoughts on having success.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be very scary, because with every new client, we'll have more work to do, we'll have more tasks to complete. And I'm actually also really, I'm not just scared about it, but I'm very excited about it too, because then we can employ people. I'm very excited
for
that.
Well, that's the main goal, but let's back it up a little bit. Success is actually a really scary thing.
If it works, yeah.
I mean,
it will work.
Failing is easy. Failing is so easy. It's so easy to be like, that didn't work, and walk away.
Yeah.
But when something's working and it's going places and it just becomes its own thing, it's a really freaky thing. It's kind of like with my YouTube channel.
Yeah, the snowball.
It's much easier just to quit and walk away. And it's scary having to be like, this works and I need to stick it out. It's just like, you know, with Think Influencer. Failing would have been super easy. We could have been like, oh, let's just pack it up, call it a day. We tried.
No vegan companies, they don't have the money, so let's not do it.
Exactly. There's always so many reasons to quit. It's easy. It's the easy way out. It really is. And I really see that now, because it's hard to be successful. It's hard when you make it. You have a lot of responsibilities, a lot of pressure. You know, a lot of people are counting on you, and it's scary. But like Matthias said, okay, the upside is the real reason we want success. If you guys don't know Matthias and I well, we're really not financially motivated people. We definitely want to be financially free, meaning, you know, we have low expenses and we make enough money to cover our expenses and we have a retirement. Like,
live within our means. We are like, when we're gonna make it and have like excess money at the end of the month, we're not gonna buy
Lambos,
like all the other YouTubers
no,
that are doing it right
everybody,
now.
Not everybody, but a small group.
A small group, and definitely not. We're not going to be those type of people. What we definitely will upgrade is like our, like when we fly, maybe we'll treat us with business class.
But I'm most looking forward to hiring. I want to create jobs. This is what's really important to me. Giving people opportunities, because I know how hard it was looking for a job, and I can't wait to give jobs. Yeah. Also would love to start a charity, probably education based.
Financial education.
I was just thinking just general education, you know, especially in America, it's such an issue.
Yeah,
you know?
It is an issue, but I think financial education is very...
It's the most important.
It's so important. Like Kevin O'Leary, the guy on Shark Tank, said once that financial education should be taught right after you started walking or something like that. It's so important.
Yeah, it is.
Like, if you don't know like how to handle money, you ruin yourself.
But I guess my thing about that is it's not necessarily education, it's behavioral.
Yeah.
Even if you know the information, you have to act on it. And I feel like that is the tougher thing. So I don't know. I think just helping people get educated in any way, whatever interests them, is what I'm passionate about. So anyways, I hope we can do that. And to us, that's what success is. It's just building something that we love, helping people along the way, creating jobs.
Yep.
And sure, we want to be comfortable, but we're not going to be flamboyant ever. I can assure you that.
I'll still go buy my stuff at Goodwill.
Matthias doesn't like cars, so I'm quite lucky there. He's not, like, you could care less about
cars. I'm not
cars.
Into cars.
And I could care less about designer fashion and literally
I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, and I'm happy with you with the car, so it's a win-win. Like, what do we care about? Both of us just care about being happy, being healthy, traveling a bit, but not too crazy, nothing insane, just...
Like, just live within our means and don't, like, have to worry about the money. Like, if we want to do something,
help
if you want to go somewhere and
travel without any issue.
Yeah.
So that's it, guys. That's our definition of success.
Exactly.
Getting all deep over here. So we are done here in our little pillow fort. I think the oxygen is running out.
It's running out. Like, I'm sweating already.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Don't forget to call into the show if you have any questions. So you can always email us at info@thinkinfluencer.com. And we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.